Hey everyone, this is John of Papa's Basement here. About a week ago, Pete Mabee and I got together and had a going away event for Brian Bolte at Summer's Bar and Grill in Arlington, Virginia. We got together a couple of the comics as well that Brian has helped his last year in DC. And we threw together just, I don't know, like a going away roast. We had a bunch of events that we did live. Hopefully it recorded well. Hopefully not too many people pulled their mouths away from the mics. And if you need more of a visual element, which certainly helps with some of the parts where Brian is judging feet because he's a pervert, go to youtube.com/papasbasement. Pete was kind enough to also record the whole event on YouTube. So yeah, audio might suck. If it does, too late. You've already downloaded it. And we have a regular episode coming up this week as well. And Brian, if you're listening to this, safe travels to San Diego. I hate you because you're paying what we pay to live in DC, but the weather and the women are actually beautiful there. All right. Without further ado, here's the episode. Everyone, we are starting the going away show for Brian Bolte over here.
Woo! Get the
Put
fuck
your hands
out,
together.
Bolte!
Brian!
Before things get underway, just wanted to ask for a friend if any of you can hook me up with some magic mushrooms. That friend might be me. I am looking for those.
The show will go a lot better
yeah,
if you guys
yeah,
have
yeah.
them.
This is me out of character. I'm just get me some shrooms later.
We'll start All recording right. the show in a moment.
Yeah.
We are going to scan the audience until somebody gives us some shrooms.
And quick heads up, this is recorded live, so if you're not here, don't get on the camera.
Oh, you don't think that would be great to just see like a torso appear? In between,
I hope a torso appears sometime tonight, right in front of my face. That's exactly what I'm going for.
You're about to leave, and you're giving everybody rules. Okay.
I'm the rules guy.
Well, everyone, let me introduce the cast of the show. Over here, the pretty guy in the Orioles hat is Pete Mabee.
Hey guys.
Show your dick. Show your dick. Show your dick.
Show. It's going to take me, give me like 30 minutes to let it get hard.
Yes. Okay.
It's going to takes a while.
Viagra takes a while to kick in.
Yeah.
Benefil.
Over here, the reason we are here tonight, Brian Bolte, host of Bolte Comedy.
Let's give it up for Brian.
Woo! Love me.
And according to the medal that Brian gave me right before the show, I am the world's prettiest dachshund. There you go. I'll put that on.
Sexy as hell.
All right. I am John Papa Giorgio. Brian, I'm looking out of the audience right now.
As am I.
I can safely say, looking in the eyes of these people, they are here because they all owe you money.
Probably.
Or you owe them money.
Or drugs. I'm not,
I'm not
sure
yeah.
which.
But, yeah, we want to get the show rolling. Everyone who has anything to say about Brian, come up, say it. We've got some, where's the wireless mic? I wanted to point that out, that we're going to do a lot of audience
Travis
participation.
Travis,
okay,
is on Travis
over here. All right, Travis, let's hear you talk right now.
No.
Okay. All right, then.
You got to turn it on, Travis.
Test, test. What?
You got to turn it on, Travis. Okay, give it a lick.
Brian, I wanted to start things off with the story of how I think we met. I don't exactly remember, but I'm going to go first. You correct me. You probably remember it a bit more vividly.
I have zero memory.
Okay. About 5 years ago,
okay,
when I was first getting into Twitter and trying to expand an audience and failing miserably at it, somehow you were maybe the one man that glommed onto me online. Like, the one man who actually talked to another man, which I don't know about you, I guess because you're married. I don't know if I've ever to this day sent a message online to someone I wasn't trying to have sex with.
Maybe I was trying to have sex with you.
Okay. So,
did he DM you on Twitter?
I slid into his
DMs.
Slid
into my DMs. Yeah, I remember.
You glossed over the dick pic I sent.
I remember just mentioning this show and everything else we were trying to do back in the day, the various videos, trying to promote online. And let's be honest, for anyone who's ever tried to promote anything online, fuck all happens, right? I mean, you try to get people to click through. It's maybe your mom gives it a like. and that's it. And
nobody cares when you share anything that you made yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I can show like a meme that maybe has, I don't know, like
Emperor Palpatine, some shit like that, a Star Wars prequel meme, anything that says like Ermagod.
At least 30 likes.
Yeah, that will get retweeted into oblivion. That
God
could go viral.
God forbid you made something yourself.
Yeah, you are completely doomed. Brian is legit the one guy who I would put out this radio show and would respond to it, would really like listen. I mean, I remember clicking on your photo. It was very nondescript at the time. It was just, I think, a picture of three microphones. So I was like, there's a chance. There's a chance three microphones is a woman. This could be going
that
somewhere.
That was the
that's a tricky podcast like to play, page, right?
Actually. Yeah, and I learned you were a guy, and we actually somehow became friends. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Literally every time I messaged you, I considered it a waste. But
you don't like my pee-hole kisses.
I'm just saying it's weird talking to a dude you're not going to hang with. Like, you disclosed you were based in California. And I was just like, what is going on? I don't think he's long-gaming me to, like, drunkenly send me a ball pick one night.
Which
what
might
is
have
up
happened.
With this guy?
You know, it's funny because California was 2015, so it wasn't quite 5 years.
Okay.
So your memories works like mine.
Oh, just a Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
Is it any wonder I was asking for
It could be 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It could have been 10 years ago. Give me more mushrooms. Anyone have opiates in the crowd?
Oh, God. That escalated quickly.
Yes, it did.
Any oxycodones we can snort in the sex bathroom in the back?
And now you're moving back out to California.
Correct. I am going back to California.
Okay, so
DM
legitimately,
more guys or
I'm gonna continue to DM John, but I might mix it up. Maybe I'll find a new guy to DM.
I feel cheap. I feel so bad that I'm doing this for
you.
Yeah,
I don't know why we're doing this now.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
You've really you've.
I'm a piece of shit. I'm sorry. You knew that getting into this.
Guys, there's an outline that these two whipped together for the show.
In the last 30 minutes.
That's not true.
And I can't say it's the most detailed thing I've ever read. We simply have a game. Like I said, we wanted to play a lot of audience games here. The first game is labeled just, can you drink faster than Pete and Brian?
Ooh.
Now, I don't know if that's much
sounds
of
like
a
terrible, terrible,
yeah,
terrible
just a,
game.
Is that a game or a way for you guys
now,
to just
kind
of roll with your alcoholism on stage? Or?
Right. Now, John, before we get started with the games, I just wanted to say that Brian is not, in fact, leaving for San Diego. He has.
He's
in fact,
not. I thought he was leaving us for San Diego. That
no,
was the whole
he has, in fact, been fired.
I've been fired.
From the Papa's basement.
He's been fired group. From this show.
Yes, he has.
Wow.
And,
this is
I have
some
a written
drama,
statement
dude.
From Human Resources, and okay. As a producer, I have to read it.
Oh, no.
Brian.
I apologize.
What did you do, man?
I don't know what I did. Did I film somebody shitting?
And I would like the audience to know exactly what is going on.
No one's gonna get
this. This is no farce. Brian Bolte was fired for filming a Papa's Basement employee, Pete Maybe, while he was naked on the toilet.
That's you.
In a locked private stall. This was done without Maybe's consent. Brian has a history with this person and recently tried to get him fired from his job. Brian and the members of the show bullied and humiliated and shamed Pete Maybe.
Shame. Shame.
During
shame.
A
shame.
Private moment, had this issue not been brought to Papa's, Papa's
yes.
basement Words human resource attention, Brian Bolte was going to upload the personal YouTube video
Pete,
to
I've,
further humiliate Mr.
Had,
Maybe. And
I
that is why
no
he,
idea.
That is why he's being let go.
did you like that thing?
And
no one gets this joke, though. We're the only radio files here.
Yeah.
It will do well online.
It will do well online, okay.
With the listeners.
So, guys, do you want to explain to me the bit labeled simply, can you drink faster than Pete and Brian? Because
I don't think we really have a game behind it, but I think it's basically, does anybody want to drink a beer with us?
Okay, so we're going
no
to
one can beat me, though.
Three beers,
Travis?
And we'll see.
I'm going to need a beer.
Travis, are you going to?
Amir, you got
I
got
to go get one.
Okay.
Is it, Ricky, did you drive?
Or Scarlett.
You drove? Oh,
okay. Over in the back. How many beers do we need for this?
About three. No, just do one. We need five. What are you drinking?
All right. Everyone who
we'll
wants to
going.
Participate in the beer game,
I don't.
Go to the back. Nothing casual. Like, if you remember the old Man Show.
See, I don't.
Just the previous Man Show with the original cast, not a show called the Old Man Show. But they didn't have that old man Fox, right? And his bit was he could down a beer without peristaltic action. So it was just legit in his gut in 3 seconds.
We got to put something on this, though. Loser's got to take a shot out of John's belly button.
Nice. That is...
Is that a deal?
That is horrific.
Hold on, John. You have your foreskin, right?
Let me play this one.
No.
Foreskin shot. Foreskin shot. A shot out of John's foreskin for the loser. No?
I don't like this bit at all.
No one wants to play anymore. Hey, he wants to play. He's going to lose on purpose. He's going to get a straw. We might as well keep going or waiting for all the beers.
I see a bunch of guys in the back. I think this is nice. Okay, this is actually going to happen. But do you want to do this one in the meantime?
Sure. But we need Travis, though, for it. This is the problem. Travis, don't get me more light. Get me at least a Pacifico or something that I can drink fast. Please. Thank you. No Miller Lite.
I hate Miller Lite. Is there something we can do in the meantime?
I can...
Oh, I want to tell you... Ask me this. My favorite story or something.
Brian?
John?
While we're killing time,
okay.
Until the beers come up here and you guys get to indulge.
Brian, by the way.
Yeah.
Or Pete.
Well, you're already armed. Are there any... stories from summers, like anything that comes to mind when you think of you've hosted a comedy show here for a year now?
Yes.
Is there anything that comes to mind?
I'm going to explain the unlocking bathroom in the back and why there's no lock on the bathroom door.
Is that your fault?
We can tease that.
It is not my fault.
All right, everyone who is participating in the beer chug off, after which Brian will finish his summer's comedy story. Who we got? Line up everyone. Yeah, just right here. You guys are...
Should we get the camera back so we get everybody in?
Yeah, I'll move the mic.
Okay.
Damn, we got a lot of boys.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, really. Alcoholism in Northern Virginia. I would have never seen that coming.
All right, where's the wireless mic? The guys go, 1, 2, 3, go. Who's got the wireless mic?
Brian, are you going to join the chorus?
What?
Hold on. Brian, hop on with him so we can get you all... Yeah, actual race. Like, we wanted to see you. Yeah.
I gotta hold the camera.
If you don't immediately vomit afterward, you drank too slowly.
Cheers.
Okay, hey.
All right, cheers to Brian. Everyone, even if you're not participating, lift your glasses. On three. One, two, and three. All right. Who's the winner? Oh, Alex.
Oh, God.
Alex. Amir, you piece of shit. You just scammed a beer.
I've never done this.
All right, who's Jacob? I'm sorry. No. He's on his head. Brian wins. We'll go back and rewatch the tape.
Oh, I'm Brian. I have a family. I can drink beers the quickest. Oh,
That's how I make my living, Travis.
Guys, Brian's story, I just want to say, also functions as a PSA. Anyone looking to use that bathroom in the back, be aware it does not have any sort of lock on it. You walk in, and it's like elementary school / prison style. Like, people are just going to see you doing your thing. But Brian can explain why that, I mean, is it were people shooting up in there? What was going on there, Dutt?
It was one of our first shows. One of the comedians met a young lady.
I love how you're making him talk like immediately after chugging this beer.
I can do it. I might burp a few times. But needless to say, how do I put this nicely? She was giving him oral treats.
Oral treats? Like a Scooby snack. Yeah, like Oreos?
Like a song?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Travis, do that again.
Yeah.
Now put about half of it in your mouth.
Gotcha.
Okay, so that's what was happening in the back bathroom.
That is the biggest penis I've ever seen on a comedian.
Humming the Star Spangled Banner.
I've seen way bigger. Oh. That's how you get stage time at Bolton Comedy. But needless to say, everyone has asked me, and we've never really told the story of the bathroom in the back and why the ladies have to walk around. It's so people will not have sex in the back bathroom.
Wow. I mean, ladies are allowed to use it whenever they want.
It says, well, they can. It says men. We might walk in on you.
Is this It's fun.
It's part of the thrill of summers. You might see someone taking a shit when you walk in.
As we all have.
Oh, I think I've definitely busted on.
We definitely have.
Yeah. Oh, God. Everyone I've walked in on, I feel closer to.
But if you've got a dump, John, you can go around the corner.
I mean, I think everyone at Summers needs to have that first experience when they realize, like, oh, my God, that door really doesn't seal. Or they run in and they try to take a quickie, and it just does not pan out well. Did we want to get to this?
Let's do it.
All right, guys. We have a ton of prizes that we brought with us today. We have Pop It. We have what the hell else? Brian, you
other
brought...
Other discounted fireworks?
We've got T-shirts.
We've got T-shirts.
We've got yo-yos.
Yo-yos. And
shrooms.
What is the big prize that will be given away later tonight?
Oh, well, the big prize.
The big prize.
Well, it depends on how big you are.
Okay.
The big prize would be the Kelowna Willy glow-in-the-dark make-your-own dildo kit at home.
I just...
There you go.
Ooh. Before we give this
it's
out...
It's been sitting in my car for a little while.
In order to cover our own asses, yeah, I do want to say this has been in Pete's trunk for easily 2 months. In that time, I don't know, especially
didn't,
with the neon
fit,
stuff.
Didn't fit, couldn't use it, so...
Yeah, has reacted with the heat. There is a chance your dick will straight up melt like it looked at the Ark of the Covenant.
But I think you guys should try it.
The winner has to clone their willy on spot, and it will be my going away present.
I think maybe we'll do something a little bit different from that, but I'd like to hear who has the best use for this, most creative use for this, by the way.
Just do that. All right, guys, so we're going to play a game.
Travis, Amir, Dom.
Anyone who wants in, raise your hand, but we're going to start with, there we go. Look at these handsome men who I might have selected before the show started. Oh, God.
Someone else we can take foreskin shots out of. Yes.
We're going to play a game called Did Brian Say It or a Porn Star? We have a list of phrases that are all just disgusting, but...
Shocking.
I got to say, they really could fool you. I'm looking at some of the porn star lines that I definitely have heard Brian say some of this shit. So we're going to call people up.
Literally all of these say Brian.
No,
I could see, yeah. They all say Brian.
Don't give away the game.
Travis, you want to come up? Play
sure,
the first
man.
Round?
Travis. All right. Travis Dorward.
I'm going to go first.
Anybody, though. Anybody can.
You pick anyone. Okay. Make sure you mark it off.
All right. What's his prize? What is he playing for, boys?
A yo-yo.
Woo! A yo-yo. Yeah. If things go poorly, you can use it to hang yourself while jerking off. All right, and your line is, will Chick-fil-A still serve me if I have dick on my breath? I know they won't on a Sunday, but on a Saturday, will Chick-fil-A serve you?
I don't know what context a porn star would say that, like, while fucking, so...
I wish I'd read these before we did the bit, but
I'm going to go with Brian.
You are a big winner.
Winner!
Put your hands together for Travis winning a yo-yo. Nice. Didn't even let the man pick his color.
Just a one and done, huh?
I like orange.
Hey, thanks for showing up, dickhead.
Oh, wait, do I keep going? Or?
Nope, next person.
Next person.
Yeah,
who's up?
Yeah, sorry, you can't have two.
Amir, you're up.
Biked here.
Amir, first of all, other than the dick, which may or not be like atomic at this point, what do you want to play for? T-shirt? Box of Pop-Its?
I think the T-shirts would make them work for.
Or a yo-yo?
Yo-yo, I want to hang myself.
Even though the Pop-Its do this. Can you?
I am Middle Eastern. I'm going Pop-Its.
Okay.
Explosion.
Box of Pop-Its on the line, folks. $1 at your local Target.
You are so hot, I teabag your dad.
Wow.
Because that's where you came from.
I wouldn't have figured it out until the second part, but makes sense.
Go.
Who you got, Amir? What's your thought process behind this?
I would go John Papa.
No, it's either Brian or a porn star. You lose!
No!
Oh, no.
Sit down!
No. Yeah.
sit in your shame. Doesn't follow directions.
Who said that? Was that Ron Jeremy?
Well, let's get the next person.
Well, no, no.
I broke mine.
Hang yourself with it.
Ow. Jesus. Christ.
All right, who's next?
I was going to throw
him out. I want to get the answer. Who said that? Was that a Brian?
All right, Dom's up.
No, we don't.
Do you want to go to the next person?
We might need to use it.
No, you can, fine. You can play for the same line.
Dom, same line. Dom, you are so hot. I teabag your dad because that's where you came from.
Now, Dom, I want to hear what makes you think. Brian, what makes you think porn star? Walk me through it.
That sounds like a Brian question. So,
a Brian quote?
Turn it on.
It's just.
That now, I'm gonna go with Brian. I'm gonna go with Brian.
We're gonna go with Brian.
He told me, like my condoms make me look like KKK on the hood. Something like that.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go with that.
Yeah, one of the questions.
Yeah, sorry. I'm gonna go with that.
Brian, is he a winner?
Winner!
That's all what right, you win.
Yeah.
You get.
I get poppets.
You get the poppets. You get a Mears box of poppets. All right. Who else we got in the audience that wants to play again for
Devin?
Everyone, put your hands together for Devin. One of the lovely comedians of summers.
All right.
Good to
Devin,
see you, sir.
Devin. So, Brian or not, you cannot blame porn. When I was young, I used to masturbate to Gilligan's Island.
Well, it is funny. So, porn star.
Fuck, he's right.
Yes,
Ron Jeremy, to be exact.
And you are a winner.
Yes.
That is a Ron Jeremy line.
Give
what
that
are you,
man a yo-yo.
What are you taking home? Poppets?
One
just
poppet.
Just one.
All right, one. Don't drop it on
Don't
the way
smoke
back to your
it,
seat.
Devin.
Come on, anyone else?
We have a bunch of these. We need everyone
Ricky.
In the audience.
Ricky's next. Give it to Ricky.
Ricky.
John, you're up.
Ricky, oh no. You're big and intimidating. I can't be mean to you.
You used my bouncer in the first show.
Yeah. That polo shirt is handsome, sir. And your watch looks like
but
you
the
make
stripes
a lot of
are
money.
Going the wrong way. Let's get some vertical stripes on you, wife.
It's a Well, very good. That is the best thing you can get out of an airport vending machine.
Correct.
All righty. I'm going to read a line. I want you to walk me through. Did your buddy over here, you've known Brian how long now?
Since high school.
High school.
Like, yeah.
Hmm.
A lot more years than I want to admit to.
Okay, so you really should be able to pick out a Brian line like just that.
I think
I should have had a snapping
retarded
pop
comes
for that
from
right
him,
there.
So.
What's that?
Bring it.
Anything retarded.
Okay. This is a head scratcher. Let me put my kids in your mouth. I'm going to turn your throat into a foster home. Was this said
That's
by Brian Bolte?
That's definitely Brian.
Sir, you are one box of poppets poorer because that was not Brian. That was porn star Wesley Pipes.
Way to go.
Wesley Pipes.
Pipes. Got some Wesley Pipe fans in the crowd, I hear?
Yes.
Yeah?
I liked him before he went commercial with all the Bang Brothers work when he was an independent. That was my thing. We got
All right, we got Roger.
Roger.
I'll play.
You're playing Roger, your prize, sir.
Prize.
What are the stakes here? What is Roger going to come home
Yo-yo poppets
richer
or T-shirt?
With?
T-shirt.
T-shirt, okay.
That's good.
The All T-shirts. Right. Pete, lovely Pete.
You pick out a harder question.
Yeah. I want you to unfurl the shirt, show Roger what he's playing for.
John's beautiful face.
Yes, Roger, you are playing to have my face on your chest.
Oh, wow. That's going to cover
I've
up
had
my
something of John's on my chest say, before, yeah. But it wasn't his face.
Cover up
it looked
my
like a map of Hawaii.
Brian,
not because I'm drunk and crying in your lap
you're
again.
You're really lucky I'll wear it as a nightie.
All right, Roger, you ready?
I am ready.
Is that mic screwed? I want to tongue Paula Deen's butt while she watches Blacked on RedTube.
Audience.
Brian said that.
Brian said that! Yay!
Yes. Nice, thank you.
Roger!
I'm a horrible person.
Roger, for the rest of the night, you're allowed to wear only that shirt and underwear like a woman I slept with.
No underwear.
It's a very sexy look. It's a tease. All right, next contestant. We already have Tim Trueheart. Everyone, clap for Tim. Another lovely comedian here at Summers. I think. Who is it, Tim?
What are you going to be playing for? You got a yo-yo, poppets, or t-shirt?
I want a t-shirt.
You want a t-shirt?
Yeah.
All right.
I want to throw another prize on the table.
Okay.
Pete is going to...
Go on a date with him? Sure.
No, that's... That's too romantic.
No bro day? What?
I just wanted to say, like, put a hand on Tim's shoulder and stare into his eyes like a knowing father figure.
Super
cool. That's my prize?
Okay. That's
if I
prize.
Get it right.
Yeah, like this.
Just
how about
nice
if I get it wrong, I get that, and if I get it right, I get a shirt.
Okay, all right. Fair.
How about both?
You're winning either way. You've stacked the chips, sir.
Yeah. You know, I think some people recognize my butthole before they recognize my face.
Oh, that's a porn star right there.
Damn it.
Porn star.
Oh. Give the
Can
man
I get
a
large?
Shirt.
Can I get a large?
And put your hand on Woo! His shoulder.
Touch him.
Grab his cock.
You did a good job, son.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to hear, Dad. That's why I'm mildly complected. Okay.
Next, Brandon, come on.
We've got a couple.
We got a couple more.
We got
Brandon.
Hey there.
I'm trying to remember every time to say clap for the person that comes up. Yeah. So here's two in a row, the first time ever. Brandon
Hall. What's up, handsome?
How are you?
Now, Brandon is one of the comedians at Summers, but if you want to give him money and think he'll get you a drink, that's cool.
Yeah.
You can do that.
He
will pocket it. Right, so we're back to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. This could be a quote from Brian. This could be a quote from a documentary featuring porn stars. Going to let you decide. And what are you playing for?
All right, what is it, yo-yo shirt or
We have poppets? Yo-yos, we have poppets, we have a shirt.
I go with the shirt.
These shirts are hot movers.
Terrible graphic. I need some new rags.
Give him the quick trick question, and then we will look.
Oh, this one? No, that's for you. All right. If a porn star's emotional scars were visible, it would make it extremely difficult to beat off to them.
Oh, man, I can see this going either way. But I feel like Brian wouldn't have any troubles regardless of emotional scars.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going porn star.
Sir, you are one shirt poorer. That is Brian.
Take your extra small shirt.
I still don't believe it. You still find a way.
You can still take the shirt. We don't want to have to take them home with us. That's
the one guy that needs a shirt, that one doesn't fit.
Brian, I actually have a story to... Oh,
sir.
I'm a little late to this.
Oh, we have more contestants?
Can I get your name and your social security number, please?
Yes.
This is the guy that owes me $20, by the way.
Yeah, remember when he paid your tab?
No.
You don't, do you?
You're
going to
show your face around here again.
Thanks for coming anyway.
Because we love you.
Oh, God.
Everyone, this is Alex. Alex is a longtime friend from, what, improv classes? Did we do stand-up,
yes.
too?
Christopher Ulrich.
Yes, we have done a lot of time.
He birthed us.
We've done a lot of time with Alex. He's a great guy. I don't have anything of his to pimp out. Like, you're not doing stand-up. You're not...
I'm taking a class at Wit right now.
Do you have an eBay store we can mention? I just, while you've got the ear of these fine people...
Anything you want to plug?
Yeah.
Pinterest.
Twitter. Wizard of Woz. I don't tweet that.
I'm also a wizard.
Yeah.
He does kind of look like Harry Potter. You are a Wizard of Woz. Is that the joke?
It's true.
I get it. Okay. You ready?
Wonderful.
Wizard. Here comes your question. Here comes your line. I was drunk one time and thought a chick's hemorrhoid was her clit.
Oh, dear. We've got the Final Jeopardy music going. He thought.
3 seconds.
Yes. Do you
porn
need
star.
Would you like to get some
sit down.
Oh, no. That was Brian. No.
Shame.
Alex, you're adorable.
not in the
Alex, you are precious. Take a gift.
Let's
anyhow,
get somebody
so.
We don't know up.
Thank you.
That pretty lady in the red shirt. Will you come up?
I will say this is not the first time I've taken something for free from this establishment. I can't just going to put that out there.
Or not throwing something.
What is your name, miss?
Bubbles.
Hey, Bubbles.
Bubbles, hi. Okay.
Oh, I know you from the Paper Moon.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, cool.
Bubbles, Bubbles, oh Bubbles, God. Bubbles, oh Bubbles.
I always wondered about the dancers at the Paper Moon. Like, regardless of skin tone, do you have to wear, like, the Caucasian-colored pasties?
Do they hurt when you pull them off?
I'm completely white from head to toe.
Okay.
I'm an albino.
Oh, wow. We don't have enough people that go to strip clubs in this audience, because people should hear Paper Moon and just, like, standing ovation.
People should know.
I know you for your work. All right, Bubbles. All right,
Bubbles, what are you playing for tonight? Are you going to go the Poppets, the yo-yos, or the t-shirt?
Oh, I totally need a sexy shirt because, you know, I got to get laid soon.
Sexy shirt. So you
sexy
are
shirt.
Are you going to have sex, shirt only?
It's cool. We have some extra larges.
Oh, shit.
Is there any other way?
Okay.
No.
All right. Yeah. That's how I like all to have right. sex.
Well, I know.
T-shirt on, covering all of this.
Like Winnie the Pooh.
But the business hanging out. Yeah, exactly.
That's how I
like to think of myself as Baloo from Tailspin.
No, you're more of an Eeyore, I think.
So here we go, Bubbles. Ugly people shouldn't be able to handle food.
That sounds like a Kim Kardashian quote, actually.
That sounds like we all agree, but...
Yeah.
You guess.
So ugly people should not be able to handle food.
Ugly people should not be allowed to handle food.
Yeah, we all agree, but who said it?
I'm going to say porn star.
You are right.
Woo! I thought you were nice.
I'm not nice, but I think ugly people should handle our food.
Pants off,
dicks out.
Oh, no. You got the...
We got to get somebody else. Hey, how that pretty lady with the glasses in the back? Yeah, you.
I'm right here,
Brian. I like pretty ladies.
All right, who are we calling up now?
I think that is Lauren Smith.
Lauren, hi there.
Hi there.
All right.
We're going to get that.
Let's do the wire, because this one's not wired.
Wait.
Okay.
Is the wired even on?
Well, we don't have it wired in.
Just grab them both.
That will
it's
work.
Just a thing.
Okay.
Oh, all right. My night.
I'm done.
Now just bend at the elbow, and we'll see like what's the best range from the mouth.
Works to
okay.
Yeah. Let's try this real quick. Try this one now.
Hello,
now try this
hello,
one.
Hello. No, no, no.
Now get your elbows further apart.
Yeah. All right. So are we back to me?
It's back to John.
All right. All right, here's, I like this one.
What are you playing for?
What prize are we taking? Hold on, do you want me to actually get the mic wired in?
Okay.
Should we take that break?
Well, I can project, I'm loud, so it's really up to you.
Here, you can share this one with me.
Okay. You can hear it a little bit in there.
All right.
Poppers?
Let's see, what am I playing for? Could I blow up my daughter with the poppets?
Yes, you can.
Sure, yeah.
Poppets.
Absolutely.
Poppets it is.
It's been a rough day.
They're amazing.
Okie's here. Okie, stay close. You're next.
So, oh, you can cheat. Let me, all right. If you think pubic hair on a woman is unnatural or weird, you aren't mature enough to be touching vaginas. That sounds way too enlightened for Brian, but maybe, just maybe it is.
Well, I think pubic hair went out of porn in the 90s, so I think it's got to be Brian. Right? Wrong?
You haven't been watching porn recently.
Yeah, the hair has been making a comeback. It has. I think it all started with Grand Theft Auto, the Miami game. Which one was that? Vice City, yeah. Started a whole 80s retro thing, and the hair has come back. But you know what? You get a prize anyhow. Yeah,
John likes
what
you.
The hell? I'm not going to go home with 8 boxes of Poppets.
And just for you listeners at home, that was from Stoya, in case you were wondering.
Stoya.
And if you know me,
who is?
If it's not Hardwood Floors down there, get
she
the
dates
fuck
James
out.
Dean.
Pete, who is Stoya?
That no, she
is
dates James Dean. She's a...
James Dean. Oh, yeah, well, yeah,
we
yeah.
We got to get into that, huh?
Well, no, James Dean, who had a career and then didn't, kind of, right? That James Dean? Where it came out that he was like a real asshole and.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, he was
yeah.
really mean to him.
We're not talking decapitated in the 50s,
oh,
James
yeah, yeah,
Dean.
Yeah,
that would
yeah,
be
no.
a little odd.
Not
okay.
Ride or Die.
All right. I'll hook it up in a second.
Do we have any more?
No. I saw somebody just walk in.
Oh, Pete, can you get her prize? Hook it up.
I'll give Mac a minute to sit down.
No, we have a huge bag of pop.
We definitely need somebody. The dark hair. The lady. I can't see her. She's behind Creelman.
Mean
the young lady,
Bubbles.
That young lady right there. Okay. Come on up. John's trying to fix the mic. Sorry. Let's see if this one works. What's your name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, what are you playing for? Poppers? T-shirt?
T-shirt.
Or yo-yo? T-shirt. All right.
Woo!
All right, let's see what we got left.
Too hot.
This one's going through everything.
I'm going to give you an easy one. I have a penis, so I know I am always wrong.
I feel like that's Brian.
Brian it is. She's a winner. You got to change into your shirt, though.
Change into it now.
Anyone else want to play for some poppets? A yo-yo. Or a shirt.
Mac, come up, man.
Who we got?
Okay.
Anybody?
He's pretending he's not here. Okay, come on up, man. Mac, everyone say, okay. Okay.
Right. What are we doing? Okay is, wait, the man's name is Okay?
Okay, you're looking good, man. Yes,
as in from Oklahoma, made of wood, what is?
That's I don't know.
Okay.
His name's Okay. He can't help it.
All right. Okay, are you a friend of Brian's?
Yes.
All right, are you going... Are you going to be sad to see him go? Or?
So this should be easy.
He moves every year, so he'll be back.
There you go.
I'll, be back
exactly.
I'll be back next year. Don't
this
worry.
This entire show is worthless. Yeah. He'll be here in 9 months.
This was for not. Yeah, this was for not. Thanks, Brian.
In 9 months when the baby's born, I can come back.
Yeah, this is just a trial run. All right, let's see what we got.
Listen carefully, Oki. Okay.
I've crossed out the ones with
you. Jeez, Brian, jeez.
There's a lot of them.
You make it easy.
I think you're embarrassed to read some of these. I think that's the problem.
Yeah, because it happened to me. I was drunk one time, and I thought...
Oh, you already did that one.
Oh, God. We did that?
Yep.
Here's a fresh one. At the top.
Want to drink a few Bartles and James wine coolers and squish our dicks together?
No, but what were you going to read off? Sorry.
That one's great.
After the show... So after the show.
Who said that? Me or Pornstar?
Hold on, I haven't read the question yet.
That's a question.
Hold on.
That's it. That's a great one.
Me or Pornstar?
I was going to say me, but I'm not wanting a choice. So.
Brian. Winner.
Yes, winner. And that was from a barbecue in 2014 when he was talking to you. Yeah. So
Oki was
a winner all over. Oki, what are you taking home? Other than a Bartles and James.
You're taking me home?
Yes! Finally!
Nice. Oki, you know the rules with the t-shirts?
You gotta get changed.
Oh, no pants, all shirt.
Pants off, shirt on.
Uh-huh. Yes! And then you get to dance like Tom Cruise in Risky Business for us. All right, he's not doing that.
Alexander, you want to play? He's just looking at me. Come on, man.
Where?
Come play.
Who is this Alexander character?
This fine young gentleman.
Alex already came up and played. He's got a shirt.
Different Alexander.
Oh.
The one that pays his bills.
So cruel.
Is it your go?
Oh, it's my go. That one right there, Alexander. Alexander, are you a friend of Brian's?
I am.
All right. My condolences, sir.
Yeah, tell me about it.
All right. I think, do we want to wrap it up with this one?
Unless anybody else wants to play, we'll wrap it up.
Unless you want to play the last one.
What's the last
one? Yeah, let me do the last one.
All right. Alexander, I want you to think very hard, pardon the pun, as the following line uttered by a porn star or Brian Bolte. I have feelings, just most of them are located in my underpants. Now,
that had to be Brian.
Brian, is that your final answer?
No lifeline?
All right.
Winner!
Winner! Alexander, were you playing for Poppets, T-shirt, or?
I'll take a T-shirt.
T-shirt. Pete, get that man a shirt.
Roberto.
Everyone at home.
Last one.
Half
it's yours.
The audience is now without
you
pants
don't want to?
And wearing a shirt. It is amazing. It's everything I wanted.
If you were only here, you would see that.
Devine, last question for you.
Last question for Devine.
Put give your it up for Devine.
Devine, we can do poppets, we can do yo-yos, we can also give you your 11th French fry of the day.
Oh, okay, all right, I'm good.
A very rationed amount of French fries, but she can cheat.
If are you ready?
Yes.
You
would.
You know what you're going to play for? What are you playing for? You want to poppets? You want yo-yos? You want a t-shirt?
I want that French fry.
You want a French fry. Okay.
Okay.
Roses are red. Quaaludes are yellow. Just take a couple, and I'll wait till you mellow.
I'm fucking out of here.
Porn stars are not smart. That's a Brian.
No, you are correct over here. Trick question. That was Bill Cosby.
Really?
That
was Bill Cosby.
You earned that shirt. Sorry. What's up, guys? Welcome. Woo! Welcome. You missed the game, guys.
You want to move on to the next one? Yeah, we can do. What are we looking for? A bit? Or I want to give away.
Yeah.
What do we have?
What do you want to see?
Do we break the feet?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right, guys, we're kind of wrapping things up, but before we do, I have a very, very creepy game. It's called Sink the Quaalude. No, I have a game that I came up with for our foot-loving friend over here.
Oh,
I love feet so
no.
much.
Brian is
big time into feet. Pete, what is wrong with you? Why can't you understand sexuality is on a spectrum? Some of us like breasts.
Okay, fine.
Some of us like to see
go
feet.
For it.
Big, disgusting feet.
All right. Now,
good
not,
luck.
I don't want to get, you know, Title IX here. So this game can be played by both men and women. I'm calling this one very creative here. Rate the foot.
All right. I'm going to change the camera. I'm going to change the camera angle. It's going to get a little bit lower. All
okay.
Right?
Pete's here. He's panning
all
the way down.
Do we have a prize for this game?
The prize for...
Are we going to do this one? But I don't think a female is going to want to make their own dildo. Okay.
Why not,
Brian? Okay, game on!
Yeah, exactly. First of all, a woman could use this, and second of all...
why we don't want dildos.
Well, I was just going to say, if you don't use this lovely product, a clone of Willy that, again, we have had in Pete's trunk for 4 to 6 months, so...
Among other things.
Yeah, it might be baked rock solid, but if she does not have a penis in her life to clone, it is ideal for simply laying flat and getting baby to put its first footsteps out.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Lovely gift. So many uses.
Clone a baby foot.
So everyone
clone
who is okay.
Clone a baby arm.
Clone a baby arm.
Clone
pulling
a baby
their
arm.
Feet out of their shoes, man or woman. We need you lined up here like we had for the drinking contest. Who wants to line up? Travis!
Anybody.
Hands together for Travis. All Amir!
Right, 1, 2.
All right, 1, 2. Come on. Who
Come
wants
on.
To play? Look at this clone of Willy. Look at the size of this thing. If I were using
Come
it,
on.
This would be enough clay to make an army of my penises. But Alex, you're up. Oh!
She came to play.
She came to play. The line wow. gets longer.
Come on.
Yeah.
All right.
Are we all going to rate and do an average?
No. This is all
you.
All
me.
Guys.
So
all
I'm going to see it. Okay.
You pick your strongest
oh, yeah,
foot,
yeah.
Travis.
Pick yeah, best foot forward, bro.
Barefoot, Alex.
Just one barefoot. But
Alex, take your pants off.
All right.
I like your gusto.
If you show your dick, you win.
Yes.
They're just going to stand in the line. Oh, they're not even come up to the king?
All right. Pete, Brian, how about Pete? Do you want to go and get photos? You okay. You can go with the webcam. Brian, I want you to grab
Do
that
Do we
mic.
Have everybody?
Everyone, anyone want to come up and, again, show off your barefoot to be judged by Brian for the prize of a clone-a-willy? which will allow you to make a cast of your penis, the penis of a loved one. I don't know. All right. Wait.
Pete, get the picture.
Okay. Pete is going around taking pictures of all of our contestants. Tim! A late entry.
We might have to explain the foot thing with the whole no wanks thing before we
sure, get I can rid explain, yeah, that Brian is into not one but two weird sexual things. One, the feet, loves feet, and two, you don't really like jerk off ever, do you? Once every 30 days, like a woman with her cycle. It is sinister, and I don't believe. Brian, get over here. Grab the mic, sir. I want you to walk us through what we're seeing. No, this one over here. Yeah.
Welcome, miss. Don't worry. We're doing a foot judging contest. Feel free to join in. We're not weird at all.
Brian over all here right, is judging right. contestants bare feet.
Yeah. All right! Woo! She's going to the finals.
That's it.
Travis, yours are sunburned and weird. Your toe, you've got a king's toe.
I got sock residue.
Not bad.
All right, Brian.
I'd fuck your feet. All right, let's see. She's got really cute feet. So does this lady. All right. Hold on, I'm waiting for this one. I'm gonna. All right. All the guys, except for Tim, get the fuck out.
No!
Your foot smells
Stereotypes
funny.
Stereotypes are true. Tim's foot is massive.
All right. Get in.
Sorry.
All right. This is the best thing ever. Okay. She stays. Krillman and Tim, get the fuck out.
All right. And we're down to three. Three okay. blondes. I see how you swing, sir.
Actually, I didn't even look at their heads, to be honest with you.
This went from funny to creepy real fast with that one.
You should see the tent in my pants. You are awesome, but get the fuck out.
Down to two. Brian, who are our finalists?
I'm not done yet.
I'm just asking.
Oh, this guy could have been in it. He would have won.
Here comes the late entry. Show me your feet.
Show your dick.
Wait.
I mean feet.
Brian, talk to the finalists. I want to know more than feet. Come on.
What do you do to take care of these lovely feet?
Just got 4th of July pedicures. That's why our toenails match.
That's why they match. I notice yours are very smooth. Is there anything extra you do to your feet in the morning to make them look that lovely?
I don't wear fucking heels normally.
Oh. She doesn't wear fucking heels normally. This is where I normally go to the crowd, but I hope my 30 days of wank, my 30-day wank is coming up soon.
Nice.
Can someone take a picture for me?
That is why I have four cameras on these feet. It's an early birthday present.
Winner!
Whoa!
T-shirt, poppers, or yo-yo?
No!
Oh, shit! She gets a dildo! Oh, I forgot! I've already molded it. I apologize about the size and girth, but I'm Irish. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Woo! Woo! Thank you guys for staying back.
If it isn't enough, and it won't be, you can dip it like a candle and let it get bigger and bigger. Well, Brian, I wanted to send you off with a smile, buddy.
You going to show me your dick?
No, the foot thing.
That was pretty awesome. I'm surprised how many people participated. Thank you.
Yeah, you guys are some real players. A hand for everyone who played the foot contest.
Yes, thank you, everybody.
Pete, I know that you were, we have some, the comedians, right, want to say something?
Yeah, we have a couple of comedians that, if we can get a couple of the comedians to come up here and say a couple their piece about Brian.
Can I take
about
a drink
how
break?
Great he's been as a host.
Devin, don't make me cry, dude. This is going to be rough.
What a great job.
Everyone put your hands
done.
Together for Devin and Brian Summers.
Dom, anybody?
You might need to turn it on. It seems like it's off. There's this little switch on it.
Oh, okay, we're in business.
There you go.
Can I take a drink?
I'm actually really sad.
You're leaving. Brian, it's sad to see you go, but God, we're going to love roasting you.
Can I go get a drink?
We need to. No, you got plenty right there. You just hold on, buddy.
Scarlett, help me. I need a rum and coke.
Scarlett, we need a drink for Brian.
Scarlett, can we get...
And in the meantime, we're starting his roast with Devin over here.
Thank you. First time I saw Brian perform was about 6 months ago, and I thought it was his first time because he was fucking terrible. I walked up to him afterwards. I tried to give him some advice. Turns out he's been doing it longer than me. I didn't know that. I told him, though, I was like, Brian, you just got to keep your head low. There are a lot of big dicks in the scene. Just, you know, don't succumb to it. And the very first thing he did went out was find the biggest dick to suck come from. Just it's terrible. Terrible.
I'm doing that again tonight.
I think Brian and I get along so well because I look 12 and he looks like a child molester. It's great. Brian, believe it or not, has children of his own. Not like biologically, but trapped in his basement. It's pretty great. Sex with Brian I'm going to miss it. He is, really. He's not great. Okay, so like Brian and Usain Bolt have two things in common. They're last names and they both finish first. It's just never a fun time.
Thank you.
I'm gonna miss you, Brian. This has been fun. I'm gonna miss you a lot, man. Thank you for having us on. Thank
you
for doing
this
podcast.
Everyone, Devin, put your hands together. That was amazing. Thank you, buddy. Who we got next?
Well, I'm closest to the microphone, so I'm
all right. We got Josh over here. Hands together for Josh. You have a couple kind words for Brian?
Yeah, I do. I came out one night and then I was like, hey, Brian, let's go. Maybe get a drink together somewhere. We went to the Springfield Mall.
And then I fucked him.
Whoa.
He did.
Sorry. I ruined your joke.
Whoever has the cast of his dick, know that, open that cast. She's opening it. Come on, let's see it.
I do want to see the opening of this little this rubber dick thing that we gave away.
Mystified by this. In the meantime, I went out for some milk. I was going to the Giant. And I was like, I'm going to go to Springfield. Go to the Giant in Springfield to get some milk. And I went out and I met Brian. Let's see it. Oh, it's white? That's surprising.
I told you I already made it for you.
Shit, it's wrapped. What is it wrapped in? Oh.
Let's snort it.
I mean, it doesn't come out of the can like Play-Doh.
It looks
you have
like
to mix it. Like a sexual pancake.
It looks like dried milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
It's a condensed milk. So I went out for some milk with Brian. We ended up in the Springfield Franconia Mall, and we sat next to these really attractive women, and he played wingman for me. He did a really good job, and in about 20 minutes, I was sucking titties. I was sucking this girl's titties, and I was like, hey, I came out for some milk. And then I gave him my book.
I did get your book.
Book. Yeah, I got another copy right here.
That looks more like a manifesto.
I wrote it. Don't let the hat mislead you.
Take a look.
Are you telling my magic work of how I got you hooked up with a chick in 20 minutes?
Yeah. And then,
I am the best wingman in the world, by the way.
But then her husband called. Well, we were
you weren't supposed to say that part.
I did. I had her. I was going. I'm pretty much done with this. If you want to.
Well, I know you're done with it. And the reason I like you, you're not a piece of shit. When her husband called, you stopped.
Oh.
Well, you know.
Everyone, a round of applause. There you go.
I got you blue balls. You're welcome.
There you go.
Oh, shit.
Amir.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Everyone, put your hands together for him.
Clap for me. Clap for me, guys.
Yeah, you deserve it. You're up here now.
Brian.
Amir.
Here's my story. This isn't really funny. It's kind of weird, deep, and kind of a little bit dark.
It'll work for this show, then.
So I've been going through a divorce because my ex-girlfriend was sleeping with like three or four other guys while we were married. Not my wife. Trust me. I talked to my lawyer. It's not my wife. It's my ex-girlfriend. So I started getting back into comedy. I've been writing a bunch. So I came back, and he kind of welcomed me with open arms and gave me a place to kind of perform and get a lot of my jokes about killing my ex-girlfriend out in public with a smile. And your friendship means a lot to me. I know we've only known each other for about 3.5 months. And if you guys ever get the chance to get to know me and any comics that know me, I'm a goddamn flower. I'm very open. I'm a middle child. I love affection. And Brian so humbly brought me into his family, and I love you to death. And you've given me a platform to kind of tell jokes, but more so just be your friend, man. It means a lot. But most importantly, this is the only open mic in the Virginia, Maryland, D.C. area where you have to suck dick to get stage time. So,
oh.
Maybe he just told me that, but either way, I love you to death, dude.
Love you, buddy.
It
you just got
lot.
Stage time, so get the fuck under the table.
Thank you, guys.
Suck my dick. Love you, buddy.
Suck his dick.
We got Tim. Tim Trueheart, everyone.
Tim Trueheart.
Put them together.
Awesome, awesome. So I met Brian online, actually. I was visiting my brother in San Diego, and I was just trying to find more comics in the San Diego area so I could do a set, maybe. And I saw that he was in San Diego. I ended up coming back, and then you started this room, and we were already, like, following each other. And then I just came through, and we just became really good friends. And I got an opportunity to do a lot of time here, and he always would proactively hit me up and be like, come on out. He would give me a lot of time and just help me grow as a comedian. And I always, like, since he was so helpful, I always came out and tried to give it my best that I could possibly do. And he's moving to San Diego, but I'm not going to stop hanging out with him. My brother still lives there. I'm going to still kind of try to keep kicking it with you and whatnot. And I really appreciate everything you've done, man, and I'm going to miss you a lot.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. We'll see you soon.
Nice.
San Diego.
All right.
That was way too nice, but all right.
Travis.
That was the nicest roast ever.
Yeah,
fuck,
exactly.
Don't give Travis the mic. Don't give Travis the mic. He's so mean.
All right, everyone.
Travis, your diabetes
Travis,
is showing.
Travis, what you got to say about
round of applause if Brian Bolte has in some way sexually assaulted you.
Everybody.
Even if you met him tonight. Brian,
especially
you're going.
Tonight.
What was that, Pete?
Especially tonight.
Right.
Twice.
Brian's going back to San Diego. I have a problem with that. I feel like they just got rid of the Chargers, so like let them enjoy that for a little bit. Like, don't make them deal with your shit, all right?
I am so excited to see all those San Diego Charger tattoos that everyone has in San Diego. Oh, I'm going to make fun of so many people.
Brian's Twitter handle is Chokes on Ritalin.
Choke on Ritalin.
Choke right. on Ritalin. We talked about this. Stop giving my penis nicknames. But for real, Brian, you know I love you. Happy birthday or whatever this is.
Thanks, Travis. Appreciate it, buddy.
Gonna get up there? All right.
Every time with this mic.
Mic's a piece of shit.
Oh, Brian. What can I say about you that won't deeply incriminate both of us? I feel like you really put the and goatee. You are the walking embodiment of the Amber Alert, but I still love you. I like I said, I just started like somewhat recently, like about a year ago, but I really didn't have a consistent place to come. So I really respect and love that you created this great, great show here every Thursday. Got a great crowd here, and just a good, consistent mic to come and tell my stupid jokes and try to get better. We're loving it, even in spite of the fact that I had to deal with you half the time. So appreciate you. I love you, and I'll come bung you in San Diego sometime.
Please do,
especially
man.
When it starts getting cold out here, because I do not deal with
winter
the cold
suck.
Weather.
You should come to San Diego for the winter. Thank you, brother.
Oh,
Alex.
Yeah, Alex is coming
over. Hey,
a handsome shirt.
Real quick, I know, thanks. I just got it, actually. So, Brian, you paid my $20 tab.
Yep, I got you.
And for that, I owe you 20 fellatios, fellatii, wow. Whatever the plural is for that.
Or one pee hole kiss. Let's drink Bartles and James and
yes.
squish sticks.
I know you're going to San Diego, the city that the famed anchorman Ron Burgundy once translated to a whale's vagina. And if there's anything that I learned from that Brian or porn star segment you guys just did, is that you are going to do terrible, terrible things to that vagina. and that's all I got.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you.
You know, on stage, Brian likes to joke that he's not gay, he just likes the way dicks taste.
That's true.
Well, I can verify this is true. I've seen him on stage. He's eaten a dick every time.
Hey, Pete, you've paid every time. I'm gay for pay.
You know, Brian got his tubes tied after his second kid. And he often complains that he can't throw ropes anymore.
Oh, it's horrible.
Which is really kind of sad that he can't throw ropes anymore. Because I was kind of hoping he'd go the way of David Carradine. Okay, that's all I got. I know. I wish I had more. Look at me. I sound like Brian apologizing in bed.
Yeah, that's what I do. But let me tell you real quick. Right after I had my surgery and I got my balls cut, I smelt burning. And I was just coming out of it, and the nurse was standing above me. And I said, "Is something on fire?" And she laughed and goes, "Yes, sir, it's your testicles." Because they just finished burning my balls. And no one laughed at that. That's why I don't use that in my stand-up.
Thanks for that, Brian. Thanks.
It's just sad.
True story.
I can picture it. I'm close enough to smell it.
Well, Duloc 1000!
A couple years late to a Goodbye to Your Balls show.
Oh, God, so I missed my nuts. I missed throwing ropes.
Though, Brian, you're an amazing guy.
We have a late challenger. Who we got?
You really have a bad word to say about anyone in this shit-slinging world of comedy mics. Brian, you can be found opening your mic to newcomers, veterans, weirdos alike. You've never been quick to judge. You'd give anybody your shirt on your back, especially a free shot. And we're going to miss you, man.
Thank you, buddy.
So really appreciate you, especially the free shots. We're going to miss that.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Are we roasting Brian?
Yep. You're next.
I don't have anything to say, but...
Then show your dick. Show your dick. Show your dick. Show your dick. Can't get any behind me to show your dick.
He's lifting his sock up.
Oh, my God. That's Duloc 1000 over there.
I only wanted about 30 seconds, but I walked up here at the wrong time, apparently.
I can't last 30 seconds.
You've been getting a lot of love, Brian. I came up here to say fuck you.
Oh, I knew it was coming.
Thank you.
Nah, I'm honestly, I'm a new comic in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. I just started this past March. Brian was one of the first guys I actually met in comedy. Met him at Summers. He got me a drink one night. I didn't know him that well, so I thought he was trying to push up on me. So I'm like, Brian.
I was.
I'm like, well, Brian, if you're gonna do it, you might as well make it a double. But,
I remember the fragrance you came in smelling like. I thought if I gave to you, you might give back to me.
Courthouse is right there, Brian. I want to make it home. You don't see a judge until Tuesday. But, yeah. So, fuck Brian. I can't really say too much about him, man. He's everything that everybody said is 100% the truth, man. I really appreciate everything you've done for me. I've made some great contacts. Man, you're an awesome guy. Everybody, you know, likes you for whatever reason. I don't know. But all I say is, man, have a safe trip to San Diego. Enjoy it. And have my air mattress ready because I am coming to stay.
Come on, friend. I'll be there for you.
And I'm going to sleep with my ass towards the wall. So you don't bother. Much love, guys. Appreciate it. 1,000.
Thank you, brother. That was the easiest roast ever.
Yeah, like half the people said really, really nice shit about you. Yeah.
Made me look like an asshole. Thanks for that.
Your simmering hate's poured over. And
you did good.
They needed to be said. That thing he did to you that night.
That curly-headed fuck.
I'm surprised it's the first time I got a curly-headed fuck.
Brian, man, I'm going to miss you.
Want to kiss me?
Yeah, you know, like, fuck it. Like... I know, yeah. No, he's been all talk about it, but sure. No, no. All right, all right. Oh, he tricked me. He tricked me. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Give the people what they want. Beard on beard. You can do that afterward.
Pretend he's a butthole.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm going to fail the next day's test.
Oh, God.
Not one joke for that.
No.
Not one left.
Literally everybody
tastes
here would
like
have kissed
hair
John.
And Old Spice.
You
that
kissed John.
It.
I know where his mouth's been.
Literally everybody here would have done it.
Yeah, just everyone
he
kissed
won't
Brian.
Do it.
Yeah.
I only kissed my wife in a mirror.
Yeah!
Alex.
In the mirror.
Brian, buddy, I hope you had a fun little final run here at Summers. I hope
I did, man. Thank you for making this. I appreciate you guys doing this because this is my favorite podcast. If you guys didn't know, I asked them to do a special favor for me to come out here tonight, and they did. And I really
and we
do appreciate
no idea
that.
What to do live, so this was
no.
Really
and
fun.
I think it's come out well. It's lots of fun. I got the drink. I got to hear people tell me I'm not a piece of shit. That's great. Good times.
Normally you get like one of those a month.
No, once a month. When I get home to my wife, I get told I'm a piece of shit again.
But now that you're wrapping up the show,
yep.
Poppets, yo-yo, t-shirt.
T-shirt.
Everyone is taking a t-shirt.
Woo! All right. Who said it? Who said it? Who said it?
Whenever you're ready. All
right. Everyone, one final round of applause for Brian Bolte, the comedy night he has put on here for the last year. He's a great guy. He's really loose with his tab, so just drink whatever the hell you want and say Brian is paying.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Hey, hold tight.
Stick around for the open mic.
No, it's not. We're going to do the Comedians of Summers in like 5 minutes. So everyone grab a drink, take a piss, or we get started.